Humans are often eager to understand others, to be understood, and to cooperate. Passengers crowded together on an aircraft are just one example of how empathy and intersubjectivity are routinely brought to play in human interactions. It happens so often that we take the resulting accommodations for granted. But just imagine if, instead of humans being crammed and annoyed aboard this airplane, it was some other species of ape. At moments like this, it is probably just as well that mind reading in humans remains an imperfect art, given the oddity of my socio-biological musings. I cannot keep from wondering what would happen if my fellow human passengers suddenly morphed into another species of ape. What if I were travelling with a plane load of chimpanzees? Any one of us would be lucky to disembark with all 10 fingers and toes still attached, with a baby still breathing and unmaimed. Bloody earlobes and other appendages would litter the aisles. Compressing so many highly impulsive strangers into a tight space would be a recipe for mayhem. Once acquired, the habit of comparing humans with other primates is hard to shake. My mind flits back to one of the earliest accounts of the behaviour of Hanuman langurs, a type of Asian monkey that as a young woman I went to India to study. T.H. Hughes was a British functionary.